From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers. We get more on this story from Ayaz Ghul.
It was, in fact, a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Ghor province killed at least 33 people. At least 30 Egyptian policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in the country's western desert. Security officials say the policemen came under fire as they were searching for suspected members of Hassam, a group that has claimed responsibility for several attacks in Egypt during the past year. Egypt accuses Hassam of being a militant wing of the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group it outlawed in 2013. The Muslim Brotherhood denies this. An Islamist insurgency has grown in Egypt since the military overthrew President Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood back in 2013. Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed 358 people. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed is reportedly expected to announce the new offensive to deal with the terrorists on Saturday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Eight agents.